Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Or 40. Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
Defense on me!
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
You blitz all night!
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Leave no doubt!
All right, it is 8:06 here on Morning Mayhem. We're so appreciative that you're listening.
Yep.
You got plenty of options, and we're grateful that you listen to us, and we love when we get the feedback. You know, Roger, I want to do some more interactive promotion with our listeners, because we ran into a young lady the other day just talked about her and her husband's routine. They get up in the morning, the shower, you know, everything has to be on, you know, whatever.
Yep.
They do it every morning. And if it doesn't, you know, this got to be work out that way. And they do it. And we're not the only radio show, radio station.
No.
But we are very grateful that all of you listen, and we've got great sponsors. And,
I like where your head's at, because after speaking with you and then speaking with promotions over the weekend, right now, spitballing, one of the things is that you will take around one of those plastic tube things or whatever that where you get in like a little tornado thing, you'll carry it around with you, and if you see somebody that you want to use, you can say you're it. They get in this little thing and see how much money they can grab at once. You know those type of things?
Yep.
That's something that we've thought about doing where you can give away money.
I remember we used to do that back when I was with Stanley. We had one of those things.
What was that thing called?
It's called cash something.
Is it cash app? I don't know, cash tornado?
Now you just do Venmo, I guess.
That's what it is. Well, listen, here's the thing. Do you have your knife on you?
Let's see. Excuse me. Bill Vickery is here. Mm-hmm. Bill, the fact that he would challenge me, this was a deal to where if I don't carry my this very nice...
And if someone comes up to him and says, let me see your pocket knife, his benchmark pocket knife.
If I don't have it, I have to give them a prize.
They have to receive a prize.
Any listener, any time of the day, anywhere.
That's right.
What caused this?
I was buying that at Fort Thompson, and Roger said, you got to carry that all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't carry a knife, but now I do.
Now. How often
he's a karate
do you
man.
Use that?
More than I thought I would.
Really?
Yeah, Justin Moore.
He's a karate man.
Justin Moore told me, he said, get a benchmark, and that was there.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. I bought a bigger one this past year. It's too big. It's too big for my pocket. Mark the tape.
You heard that?
Well, I was
going to
say,
if he does not pull a knife on you in public, you win a prize.
You know, he cut himself the very before he even bought it.
The big one.
He had to buy it.
Be careful with that.
We need to give our special guest a special introduction, Ron.
In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up,
Bill. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist, so you know he's getting paid for this. Presented by Sauced Bar and Oven. Online at SaucedLR.com. And by The Butcher Shop Steakhouse, home of the best steak and prime rib in all of Little Rock. Here is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor, Bill Vickery.
Well, two things. First of all, Bill, your sponsor. I was with your sponsor Saturday night. Shannon Lynn's birthday out there. It was packed.
Happy birthday, Shannon.
So Kevin and Leslie out there. Can I tell you, I take my computer there, Roger.
I know you do.
And with about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. And within an hour, I can't get any work done because that place is so packed with important people.
It's a who's who.
It's a who's who.
I think it is.
Yes.
I was there Saturday myself.
So the Bill Vickery booth.
Watch the baseball game.
Much like,
Saturday.
It's the place to be to watch.
For sure.
A lot of ground to cover with you, Bill. A lot of ground to cover.
A lot of ground.
I'll start with the, I want to start with the Razorback baseball team and the Deke. The Deke heard around the world. I have never heard the word Deke until this weekend, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody said, hey, you Deke. I said, excuse me, do we have the call there, Roger?
I have the call.
Is it Phil?
This season, the 1-1. Driven to center field, pushing Holt back. Plenty of room. Looking to tag will be Done. Catch made. A little pump fake, and he fooled everybody. Mm-hmm. Now a late break, and the throw home is in time. Peyton Holt with a pump fake on the catch. The runners had to reassess.
What is a deke?
Yeah.
Let's be a decoy.
Right.
A decoy.
Great. Look what you did there.
Yes,
you took the root of the word You practiced hermeneutics.
Perfect. People have been watching baseball for decades, never seen it pull off before.
It was a unique 8-4-1 double play.
Yeah, yeah.
Talked about that Sunday morning.
Yes.
That was something. When he did the pump down and you're on third, you know, that's, and then you always throw behind the runner with the idea that they've left too early. In this case, the guy came back.
Right.
And then he stood there forever, and he looked like me running down third baseline. I mean, it did take a calendar to get him all the way down.
My favorite deal was watching the man, the coach for the Gators, Sullivan. He's looking around going, what just happened?
Yeah.
How many times have we played outfield or in the infield? It doesn't even matter. And you got a pop fly coming your way back when we were kids and that sort of thing. And you had to get it. So for him to do something other than just concentrate on catching the ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's the heads up that it was. Yeah. Because in his head, he's going, I'm going to pump fake this and see if I can't get this dude out.
He said it had to be the perfect storm, that the ball had to be high.
And, and he got under it.
He said they've actually practiced that. But here's the deal. If he drops that ball, all of a sudden it could, you lose the game. You lose the game. Yeah, he did.
It's a beautiful
By the way, too, I'm getting people that are texting me, more than one, going, hey, dude, we're playing a drinking game every time you mispronounce the name of your knife. I think I said benchmark. It's bench made, Bill.
My bad.
Our listeners, if it's not Josh over the studio correcting us, or Justin Moore, our listeners, and I don't mind not being perfect.
No,
I tried to be perfect,
we're not
but
perfect,
I'm not.
Because I've seen you in your hot tub. You have not walked on the water.
Mm-hmm. So that was a cool thing. The other was Coach Cal nailing the pitch, much like George Bush did.
From the mound.
9/11. Yep. I mean, the pressure's on. First, he's wearing the red color now for the first time in public, I think. Yeah.
Yep, nailed it.
Maybe second time,
from the mound. And that's always, you know.
Very confident guy.
If you don't have on, you got to have, when you go throw out that, because I've seen a ton of them, that, you know, and it's just usually, you go to pro game early, you're around the ballpark, whatever, maybe, been fortunate enough to go with some guys and talk to the players, whatever, and you see, you know, the vice president of public relations for Blue Cross Blue Shield, well, welcome, and that poor guy's out there, and some Florsoms, or some Stacey Adams, and he tries, and it's
all video,
it's up in the stands.
He
had the right shoes.
There.
He played catch before. He's such a boss in everything he does. He's got confidence.
Yeah.
There's nothing he hadn't seen. And he's already signed four guys who are going to be playing in the NBA soon, you know.
Yes.
I mean, it just continues to get better and
Let's
better.
Let's hope their season extends through March. You know, hope our season extends.
The other thing was the ladies go down and beat LSU. They have won 15 of 16 road series since 2020. 15 of 16. I mean, that is a crazy amount. First time they've actually won the series in the first two games. Normally they go to game three.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go up and see them this weekend. So is Justin Moore. Roger has got a commitment. But they've got to get to Oklahoma. They've got to get the World Series, though.
I challenge you to find a Razorback fan that knows more, just a casual fan, not somebody with an athlete on the team or anything like that or associated with it. Find someone who knows more about Razorback softball than Justin Moore.
He loves it. Well, he coaches it. He loves it.
Matter of fact, Roger, knows it. I mean, he knows that.
Do you know how they call the girls call up the Hogs at the end?
Oh, yeah.
Roger,
you
clap us out, please.
Yeah.
Two claps and a suey.
Suey! They sort of added that added a little.
Well, you kind of trail off at the end.
If you listen to the end of this week's, Courtney Dyfel gets it. Josh, do we have that somewhere where she gets excited and she like screams at the end?
Yeah,
you know, so like a
okay,
George,
mark the tape
dean,
there too while we're at it. So.
What does he say? Who was the dean that we're going to get on and then
John Dean.
Not John Dean.
Dean Wormer.
No, Dean.
Dean Wormer.
Dean Martin.
Dean
Martin.
Howard Dean.
Howard Dean.
Howard Dean Martin, yes.
What is, do you have
Howard Dean Martin.
Oh, here we go. Listen.
We just like take care of business. But you guys are freaking tough on the road. We're freaking locked in every pitch. And it doesn't matter if there's no outs, one out, two out, we're grinding. But it takes everybody. Way to win the series!
There you go.
That was
a Howard Dean.
The last road series is just tough.
I'm telling you, I want to have just that part of her where she's like, she's excited. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, you go down and beat LSU. Listen, look at the five teams they've beaten since they've lost to Mississippi State. Yeah, they just really.
She yells the same thing every single time. She yells, way to win the series.
Does she?
Yep, that's what she yells.
I did not realize that. Bill Vickery here in studio. It is a few, several great birthdays today. I want you to tell me which one of these guys is the biggest. Daniel Day-Lewis turned 67. Willie Nelson, 91. Dale Earnhardt obviously died in 2001. And Jerry Seinfeld turned 70. Who is the biggest to you? Who is the biggest icon of that group if you had to
choose one? I want to go back to something. Daniel Day-Lewis is 67?
How about that?
He's That's younger than
Drink your milkshake. Yeah. Drink your milkshake.
It's a little bit of a, you know.
I drink milk.
Willie or Jerry Seinfeld. I mean, they've had... You look at the stamp that Willie Nelson has had on popular culture.
Oh, yeah, I would probably say, he's 91.
1970.
Yeah.
And now he's similar to some people that we all know. They kind of parade him out on stage.
Yeah.
He's
still out there playing.
But he's still going.
Still out there playing at 91.
He lost everything, made it back.
Master your domain. Yes. Yes, I am.
He lost everything, made it back.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
With the
Bill
IRS,
Royal
yes.
had to buy his ranch from the IRS yes. to give it back. Then he made an album and just called it the IRS Tapes.
That's yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, I love that he did that and all that. And just synonymous with a cash crop.
Is this Willie here? He has been playing music for 67 or 70 years.
Yeah.
70 years.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
There you go, Willie.
Oh. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Who thought that, you know, Toby Keith would have gone out before him? You know, Toby and him had that cool song together.
Yeah.
The other one, Daniel Day-Lewis. So we have a poll right now.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, if you will.
Mark the tape.
well,
that's three in a row,
yes,
David.
I mean,
you're on fire this
spitting
morning.
Spitting them out.
You're
going to
hear them all on Sunday Buzz next Sunday, let me tell you.
Which movie would you choose as Bill Vickery's favorite? There Will Be Blood, Gangs of New York, Last of the Mohicans, or Lincoln?
There Will Be Blood.
Thank you.
Really,
and Bill.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
That movie is about as American as it gets.
Yeah, I got to the. I liked
your milkshake.
I liked it through halfway.
I don't understand it.
He started losing it, and I'm like, okay, this guy just all this is. Let's see how miserable we can make the last 30 minutes of this movie be. Scene was miserable. Every scene was miserable the last 30 minutes. I know.
Listen, after watching, we were the lucky ones.
Based on a true story.
I love the story where it was going, and then it just...
Well, it's about effective money. I mean, greed ruined this guy's entire life.
You can go to Michael Douglas. Greed...
It's good.
I will say this though. His Lincoln. You know, they got the what's the name of the new Netflix series everybody's talking about? Manhunt. This guy's playing Daniel Day-Lewis. I mean, Daniel Day-Lewis has set the bar so high as Lincoln. You know, to the point
of high pitched voice.
His voice, his mannerisms.
It's just like we're not playing Bush when we do George Bush. We're doing Dana Carvey George Bush.
And so
now this guy comes out and he talking like this.
Yeah, I look at him, I go, stop
now,
it.
Now.
And listen, I love Lincoln. People go, Lincoln is boring.
Lincoln is outstanding.
Just enjoy it. Yeah.
Oh, well, come on.
He took
dynamic.
The statue and humanized him
and
gave you, unlike, because no one had really played.
And he studied the voice and he studied to see how the voice sound.
He went complete method, stayed in character when he was out.
He's not Joaquin Phoenix, who did not even practice a French accent.
Talking about staying in
he was Johnny Cash doing Napoleon.
Roger stays in character for all of Oakland.
I am typecast, absolutely.
I started watching Franklin, which I find fascinating. Yeah. With who's the actor?
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas. He doesn't look like Franklin to me, but interesting about how he goes.
He looks like Franklin if he was married to Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Wow. He goes back, and I didn't know about Ben Franklin's history going to France and
trying to find help.
France, we need your help. Come on.
Let me tell you something.
It's a fascinating deal.
He ran it over there,
Listen, he was a rock star.
Dr.
Franklin, we've heard about you and your electricity and all the things.
He was a star over there. He stayed over there. He wore nothing but a powdered wig and something.
He was Clooney.
Last weekend, Roger, of Oakland, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is it. So we'll be over there Friday. Don't forget Kentucky Derby this weekend. Have you ever been to the Kentucky Derby?
I've never been.
That's sort of one of my bucket lists. They say it's crowded, but it's a blast.
You bet they say it's crowded.
It's like the Super Bowl. I'd like to go to the parties the week of, then go home and watch the actual event.
I'm digging that.
Yeah, three Arkansas horses that were at Oakland that will be performing. So that's obviously, you know, if you want to get over there. One of the great things to me, Bill, is being able to stay in that hotel, get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and watch those horses, those thousand horses work out. I mean, it's absolutely fascinating.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, that's coming to an end. Don't forget, Roger, too, I may mention that Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, they had a great weekend of sales since we were there, but they said they're doing those through today and Tuesday, too.
Oh, Frank.
And this week we'll also be at Mountain Ebo.
Right? So Mountain Ebo has this like world class cycling.
Yeah.
Have you gotten to the cycling
I'm
thing,
aware
Bill?
Of that. I guess. Yeah. All that mountain biking, all
the
stuff.
Mountain biking deal has become huge. And Mountain Ebo is having another international race up there. And then, of course, you know, the Walton boys are pouring all that money into Northwest Arkansas cycling.
It's a thing.
Hot Springs too. Hot Springs too. Yeah, I don't see you on the mountain bike.
You want to bring in a bunch of skinny white guys. You set up some mountain biking.
I do think it's funny. I'm not going to say who, but I've seen guys that they get into the cycling, Roger and Bill, and they get in this, and it's a little too tight.
It can be.
But they want to wear the gear.
Yeah, you that shocks me, David. I don't appear to be a cyclist.
Yeah, I don't see you as being somebody. Hey, let's go ride 25 miles a day.
You see you wearing the pants.
Done that many times.
Have you?
Yeah, my gosh, yes. What?
I haven't. I bring out some people. I've got a ton of pictures in here.
Had no idea.
Won't let us look through.
You go from your home to your home?
When I lived downtown, it was so much easier.
Yes, that's what I did too.
Because then you could just get on.
Do you ride the hikes?
Ride the Millennium Trail, and then you could ride out Two Rivers. And
it's almost like you can't ignore it.
Mountain,
almost you can't ignore it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea. So have you hung up your bike?
Hadn't rode it. The last couple of years been
Did you buy a bike?
What's that? I did it one time. You know, this is how bad I am. My girlfriend bought me a really nice bike. I put it on my outside at my... I was up on the
tough
nut.
That's right.
I left it out in the rain, and it just ruined it in the sun.
Not good. Not good. That's why you can't have nice things.
Bill Vickery is here today, as always, on Monday, brought to you by Sauce Bar and Oven in the Butcher Shop. I did want to say, talk about the draft. I said this was a reflection of where the program is talent-wise. This is why you win four games, because you don't have anybody picked until the sixth round, and it's a kicker as your first one picked. And then you got Bo Lemmer, who... Listen, it was crazy. Bo Lemmer started 41 games and still was not picked until pick number 220. He just struggled. I don't know. He's the strongest guy in the world, but maybe he'll be a better pro. He struggled last year, and that's why he went late. But that just sort of shows you where our talent level is.
I was frankly shocked that he was picked.
Because of how
the offensive line was maligned this year. Not shocking to see Cam Little. Usually a kicker, if you do pick a kicker, it is in the later rounds, clearly. To be drafted as a kicker, I think, is a big thing. But can I tell you what my problem is with the NFL draft now?
Yes.
Okay. I talked about this Sunday morning. It happened again. See, I've got an idea to redo the NFL draft.
I agree.
Because you get all these guys, and they go to the green room there, and they all get... And then they got... It's a 10-minute walk.
It is. It's a
They got to put
like
the hat on, then they got to turn... Yeah. And then Goodell is there, he's at Studio 54. I mean, he's one button away from Denny Terrio.
Yes.
And he's trying to be relatable for a 65-year-old white guy.
Hugging everybody.
Tons of daps, and he won't then ruin their careers later on up at Park Avenue.
It's the last time they'll be nice to him because they hate him after they start playing ball.
So I don't like any of that. What I like, and it happened again, I like the home shot.
I
like to see the guys in their homes and everything. And what I really like, it happened a couple of years ago and happened again this year. The girlfriends?
Yes.
The girl, mama shoves the girlfriend away. The girlfriend leans in for the hug, and it was the Penn State offensive lineman. And mom pops up with a karate chop, and I mean, she was dropping in a pro pass technique to block her from touching. This is my boy's moment, you know?
I think you're right, because you watch the dynamic of everybody wants to get in and get the hug, get the dap, whatever it is. And then, of course, you know, the biggest one, remember a few years ago, Rog, where, and you may remember, Bill, where the guy has two phones and the girl starts looking at him, and he snatches it out of her hand. Yes. I think it was the guy from Dallas Cowboys.
That was CeeDee Lamb. So that's what I want to know. I want to know what happens to the girlfriends. That's the reality show. You go from here on his lap, hugging him, and it's the whole thing. And then I want to know 2 years later, like they always do the retrospective.
Where are they
how
now?
Did the 2021 draft work out?
Yes.
No, I want to know what happened to the girlfriends from the 2024 draft.
I think that's brilliant. And I think the other thing you said was brilliant yesterday. Let's get the Manning cast on this.
Yes.
I'd rather hear the Manning cast than just on and on.
All due respect to Mel Kiper. Well, he had 31 blocks and he's got a bicep. No.
Yes.
I want to hear him go, or even better, not the Manning cast. This is what I want. I want previous first-round draft pick girlfriends to do an analysis of the girlfriends.
Yes.
Like, what, moving too aggressive, never going to work out. You can see that, they're close.
Yes.
And then in that shot, too, there's always the relative, usually a cousin, somebody like that, He's trying to get in because he thinks he just cashed in.
That's right, yes.
That guy's going to take all your money.
Yes. Obviously, in Detroit, I guess Detroit showed out. I always like how they estimate the crowd. Well, they beat Nashville by 100,000. How can you?
Well, they just started taking the draft on the road too, like the last like five years. It's a record. Yes. It's like it's barely been on the road.
That's right. And then how do you? I watched the number of people that you know. How do you exactly get that number where it's accurate? How long they stay? But hey, great for Detroit.
You know? You get in there, and then at some point, I couldn't understand the people making the selections. We go to Munich, Germany.
Oh my gosh!
I should do this. I'm sorry.
What? The other one was the guy for the Chiefs. Did you see that? He struggled. He was a player for the Chiefs. He could not pronounce to the 49ers. Well, no, it wasn't that. He struggled with pronouncing San Francisco. And I was like, wow.
Well, that's what happens with an open bar.
Yeah, well,
I'm just going to tell you. You've seen.
I already know.
It's what happens, you know.
It happens.
You have to deal. Time to go, Bill.
Who was it?
Brian Thomas's mom. They asked her, like, how far the family had come.
Oh, my gosh,
And her answer was, we came from, I think it was, like, Birmingham.
That was Laura Rutledge. How far has this family come?
It was a moment. It was funny, though.
I think Baton Rouge.
Baton
Rouge, right.
It was hilarious.
I'm like you.
She didn't understand it was metaphorical. Right. We came up from Baton Rouge. Yeah. It was an easy drive.
Bill, coming up next weekend, we have our 20th annual Buzzbecue.
Have you ever made an appearance there, Bill?
Yes, have you been to it? I think you have at least once, maybe, right? Or twice?
Maybe about 19, 20 years ago.
Oh, we've got to get you back.
Come on, Bill.
Come on.
Hey, listen.
You got to have those people in your corner.
Yeah, he'll show up as soon as he puts on that shirt.
Here's what you do.
I have the shirt.
Oh, he's still a matter of fact.
I have the shirt.
I'm disappointed.
He's still upset.
I'm not upset.
Is it the size? Is it too?
I have the shirt. No, it was a
shirt.
It fits properly.
Does it?
It does.
I don't know.
So you're trying to goad me in now.
No, I'm not.
We want everybody with pictures. We're posting them on.
Exactly.
We'll get in with you.
In the shirt?
Yes. Yeah, in the shirt with you. Wow. Yes.
No, I have in mind, I'm waiting for this special person to come back.
Shut up, Use.
A couple things too before we let Bill. Do you want to carry over?
I'm going to carry over.
Oh, you're done. You're in.
Please,
you're
in. Hang on a second. Governor can't be with you.
Did you see? I'm going to tease this. By the way, coming up at 9, Razorback Graffiti with a chance to win hearts. And what was the other beside Heart?
Wow, Cheap
Heart.
Trick.
Heart and Cheap Trick.
Man, oh, man.
Cheap Trick
what is
tickets.
That, the Fall and Break a Hip Tour?
Well, you know who surprised me? Fleetwood Mac.
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks.
Nailed it. Done.
Did you go to that?
Didn't go, but I've seen her on this tour. I've seen her, yeah.
So apparently, here we go. In the UK, a designer brand has just debuted a $800 pair of pre-stained jeans that make it look like you peed your pants.
Saw it.
And then they give you one that's not quite as
a little lighter.
Yes. Yeah. I just don't know what
they
to
look
say.
Like. You pee.
No, wait. Is it full pee or just like dribbles out of the urinal?
Full pee.
Wow.
Full drunk drink pee.
$800.
Yeah.
Well, there's a market. Somebody will pay it.
Here.
Probably those Germans that announced the NFL draft picks.
There it is.
Look at that. Is that not unbelievable?
Yeah. Look at that right there.
Hey.
Look at that. That's what they're selling. $800. Look at the camera. $800. Pee stain appearing.
I didn't know all those people at the Crawford County Fair had all that money. They're walking around in the same thing.
All right, we'll come back with bonus time with Bill Vickery, brought to you by Sauce Bar and Oven and Butcher Shop.
I always thought I was here for the full hour.
Well, it's when you have the time.
We're in today, baby.
All right, 8:30.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
High school and college baseball are back. Join me, Kevin Bohannon, every Tuesday at 4:30 for Around the Horn on Drive Time Sports. Sponsored by Wood Family Dealerships in Batesville.
This is
SportsCenter.
A busy Sunday in the NBA. Four games that saw some unbelievable individual play. It was the Knicks taking a 3-1 lead over the Sixers 97-92. Jalen Brunson, 47 points and 10 assists for the Knicks. It was the Clippers evening their series on the road against the Mavericks. 116-111. Paul George, 33-8-6. James Harden, 33-7-6 for the Clippers. The Pacers take a 3-1 lead over the Milwaukee Bucks. Yesterday it was Miles Turner who had 29 points and 9 rebounds. And then finally we had the first team eliminated from this year's playoffs. Minnesota sweeps Phoenix 122-116 in game number 4. Anthony Edwards with a 40-point, 9-rebound, and 6-assist performance to help close out the Suns. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center. Buzz Weather with KARK's Pat Walker.
Rain showers will be off and on here throughout central Arkansas today, and temperatures will stay pretty mild, too. We'll only see the mid-70s, around 74 for the high today in Little Rock. A few showers still possible this evening, then the clouds will begin to clear out. Temperatures may drop to around 60 degrees. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Riverfront Steakhouse Special, dinner for two for $60. 10-ounce filet, fried shrimp, two sides, and our famous salad bar, only $60. Good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Want to get in on the conversation? Shoot us a text at the D3 Auto Sales text line at 501-614-1037. D3 Auto Sales in Desart, the number one independent dealer in the state with the best prices and largest selection on pre-owned vehicles, including leveled and lifted trucks. Find them on Facebook. Whether it's football, baseball, or basketball, from high school to the pros, hit us up on the D3 Auto Sales text line.
Hello there, homeowner. Roger Scott for Leaf Guard Gutters of Arkansas. Are you tired of dealing with clogged gutters, climbing ladders, and worrying about potential damage to your home? Well, listen up to me now. Leaf Guard of Arkansas's got you covered. Introducing Leaf Guard, the only true one-piece seamless covered gutter system on the market guaranteed to never, ever clog. With Leaf Guard, you can kiss goodbye to all the hassle of climbing up and cleaning out all that muck and mud and shingle grit. No more hiring someone else to do it, or worse yet, risking serious damage and issues by doing nothing at all. Spring is finally here, which means it's time for Leaf Guard's famous Ugly Gutter event. Leaf Guard will swoop in, take down, and haul away all those unsightly gutters at absolutely no charge, and you'll receive an incredible 60% off installation on a whole house Leaf Guard gutter system. But wait, there's more. Ask about the 0% financing options and additional discounts for seniors and military personnel. Do not let ugly gutters ruin your home's curb appeal or cause costly damage. Call 501-664-5400 or visit leafguardandmore.com to schedule your free estimate today. Leaf Guard of Arkansas, protecting your home one seamless gutter at a time.
Need a vacation? Give blood with the Our Blood Institute on Saturday, May 4th at any donor center at Toad Suck Days, and you could win a 7-night cruise from the Port of Galveston courtesy of Dream Vacations. One lucky donor will win, but every donor will receive a free t-shirt and one admission to Magic Springs Theme and Water Park. Donate blood on Saturday, May 4th. Reserve your appointment now at obi.org. That's obi.org.
Is your Oaklawn Thoroughbred racing action so close you can feel it? Or is it the view from your trackside luxury suite? However you like it, racing season is off and running at Oaklawn, with live races every weekend through May 4th. It's fun by the furlong all season long. Make your reservations today at oaklawn.com. What's your Oaklawn? Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Did Josh miss another curse word in a movie clip? Let us know at 501-661-1037. Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm a super competitive person, so it did. And I'm going to be honest, I killed the process. I did every single workout I had with every coach that was drafting the guy. I absolutely smashed. I did not have one bad day in this whole process. So going into the day, I was, you know, I had a really high head that I was going to be you look at last year's class of third and fourth round pick, and I'm looking in the fourth and fifth. And so kind of got a little anxious there for a couple rounds, but obviously the Jacksonville saw something in me that they maybe didn't see in the other guys. Or so I was just excited about, you know, the opportunity to go to Jacksonville. And I think it was one of my top spots, if not my top choice out of those, because I really, like I said, I really do like the state of Florida, and I think they're building special things here in Jacksonville.
This is how we do it.
Cam Little becomes the youngest kicker ever drafted in the NFL, 20 years old, and 82% kicking percentage for field goals. All-time record at Arkansas. Pretty impressive. Sure. You know, a long group of great kickers have come out of U of A. Yeah. You think about those. Steve Little, first round, 15th overall pick. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that was nutty.
Yeah, a different time back then.
Nutty. It was
a different still,
time, but it was nutty.
15th overall pick. Yeah. And
that's back in the day when, during college anyway, that was a scoring opportunity. It wasn't just a, we can go for it here type of thing. They use it as a play. And I thought Cam Little was one of those guys as well, that he was a weapon.
Weapon. Very much a weapon.
Yeah, there's no question.
It. Have you noticed, though, the evolution of the kicker in the NFL, not just the style? Because, you know, you go back to, and I always laugh about it, growing up in Arkansas playing football, when we score, here's some big, fat offensive lineman. He's got to bring him the shoe. And then the equipment manager runs about halfway out and throws the shoe, but he throws it over my head. Now you got to go get it. The guy's got to sit down, put a new shoe on. Then the kicking tee has to make its way out there. It was a jailbreak to kick an extra point at Van Buren High School.
Well, I remember too, when I played for the Razorbacks, we had a guy named Bobby Hahn who did the old straight ahead. What's the guy's name for the...
Lou Groza.
Washington Redskins. It was the last one.
Mark Moseley.
Mark Moseley was the MVP of the league. And he did the straight on. And he taped up the leg. It looked like it was three times larger. Yes.
He had a steel toe. He had some Red Wings down there.
And that brings me to my next point. Roger and I, we've debated this before. The guy who kicks the 60.
Dempsey.
It looked like he had a big brick down there.
It looked like stamped steel.
who knew having half a foot would turn out to work
in your advantage.
Absolutely. But, you know, again, that was a little bit of a different era, too. Mm. I mean, that was when they couldn't kick off to the goal line. So Dempsey's feet, no pun intended then, was pretty impressive.
But it was.
But, you know, we go to soccer style, and if you notice, through the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, dominated by Latino names at kicking, you know, from Rafael Septien to Gramatica and all that.
Yes.
Then soccer in America takes over, and from about 2004-05, it's been a bunch of Kais and Blakes and Cams, and it's all guys that you knew that you looked at, and it's those guys now.
Yeah. Bill Vickery is with us. You can catch
it. Then on punting, do y'all see punter, fourth round, Torrey Taylor went...
Is that right?
122nd pick to the Bears.
Oh, again, if you're
and they're just all Aussies.
If you're excellent, then you can make a...
But it's a weapon.
Yeah, weapon. Yeah. Field
teams
position weapon.
Are getting to that point where they really now, and you know, and the ability to kick the ball has changed so dramatically that it's going to change the game. I don't think we're out of the realm of possibility to see a 4-point field goal in the coming years. If you kick it more than 60 yards, like a 3-point shot.
Yeah, I can see that.
Somebody's wanting to know if Dempsey's foot was emaciated.
We're visiting with Bill Vickery, brought to you by Sauce Bar and Oven, the Butcher Shop. You can catch his show, the Sunday Morning Digest Buzz. How many years you been doing this now?
2000.
Is that right?
24 years.
You have the Roger Clemens deal still intact? No.
You've been here, how many shows I've done in a row, I've noticed it. I'm paying the man.
What's
now.
Going on with you? Do you have somebody? Do you have a local lady that's keeping you home?
I work.
Huh?
Work. I mean, we're in the middle of a legislative session.
I know, but you've been here even longer than that. It's amazing.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm out of town next week.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
so usually take your trip.
For a while,
take your trip down to Tampa.
Get out on the boat.
Take your trip down to Tampa and do those things.
Yeah.
I didn't mention Vince Raj from the Arkansas Blood Institute.
Yeah.
So he had a beard. Didn't recognize him over at River for a Steakhouse.
Vince Mann and Pat.
Ran into everybody, Bill, over there. It's amazing. And you know where they're all going? They're all going to see Pretty Woman the play.
How about that?
And to me, Bill Vickery is the Richard Gere of Arkansas.
So wait a minute.
Why?
So there's a play?
Why do you say that?
Gray hair now. I think that's the only thing I have in common.
I see you getting out of your car and I hear the music Call Me from Blondie.
It's a little more of a slow, it's a slower version of that, you know.
Yes.
And you get the, I would do the, you know, that iconic scene from that movie where he lays out all the suits and he looks at them. I would get him on just, I can button this one. Okay, I can't button this one.
Also shows you the power of, because we were talking about this movie the other day, how powerful, how... Everybody loves Pretty Woman. they love the movie, even though the storyline is a little edgy, if you will.
Well, My Fair Lady, basically.
We were saying, what was the bigger movie for Richard Gere, I think, at the time? Was it Pretty Woman? Was it Officer and a Gentleman? Was it, I think...
Mayonnaise.
What, mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Yes, yes.
Lou Gossett died
the other day. Yes, so I don't know if that's the case or not, but I just think of you. I think of you as Richard Gere.
Yeah, the fat Richard Gere.
Single, ladies
still
love you.
Single, yeah.
Ladies of all.
There's no low, maybe a jig.
You got the money,
no. Shep went. Amy and Trey went.
Well, of course they went. We had box seats. I asked for the Lincoln.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Bill, the great Bill Vickery, in studio. You are. This is a busy time for you.
It is. That's my point.
The fact that you yesterday you and Todd were chopping it up, man.
Yes. Yeah, Todd was on fire yesterday.
Yeah. You were. I mean, sometimes you didn't have any guests yesterday.
No guests.
You were flowing through.
This was too much material.
Todd's a little rattled sometimes because I watch it. Yes. Back and forth because of all the elements that go along with the previous show.
Yeah.
He might miss something here or there because it's almost like just nuts. And then he comes into yours. It's a little slower pace, but he's still hopping.
He's right there. So you can tell the energy carries over from Big Sarge. That's like Pee Wee's Playhouse, man. They empty this studio out. It's like a clown car.
There's 19 people leave this place, and they keep the mics open.
Yes, that's always a bonus, too, I found out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Roger, can you pull up on this day in 1961 a show that I know you remember as a young man when we had three channels, and this was every Saturday, and it had the coolest open with the music and the...
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory,
da, 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 da,
and the agony of defeat.
So here's the question.
Mm-hmm. The human drama of athletic competition.
Da, 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 da.
This is ABC's Wide World of Sport.
And here we go. Da, 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 da.
Right, oh yeah.
Look at you.
Da, da. Agony of defeat.
How long did it last? It started in 1961. How long did it go?
Into the 90s.
61.
Give me a year.
35 years.
91.
Pretty close. 36 years, 8 months, and 3 days.
That's really close.
Yeah, that was when you had three channels.
Yeah.
And,
Me, with all due respect to PBS.
Yeah, you had AETN.
And who was it that did the voiceover, Rod?
Jim McKay. Yeah, Jim McKay.
And I think that was when Howard Cosell would show up on there doing different things.
He would interview Ali. Yeah. Master, I've got the champ with me now. You know, and Ali would try to pull his toupee off. And then,
absolutely.
But that's where I learned all my politics. I learned from watching Wide World of Sports.
Yeah.
We played the Chinese in ping pong. Yeah. I remember glued to that. And I remember being scared to death of the Ruskies in the 70s because... Yeah. That big weightlifter.
Alexiev.
Big old hairy
guy. Big gut.
And he put the chalk all over his body.
He could clean and jerk.
Singlet. He was wearing a singlet.
Again, clean and jerk.
Mark the tape on that one. again, man, David. But he would get it up there and just... And the bar would bend, and I thought, oh, my gosh, those Ruskies.
We never could beat those darn Russians.
They are going to come over here and take us over. With that guy.
Yeah, they were...
It's just taking a while, but they've done it.
Yeah.
A couple of other sports things I want to throw at... have you seen the documentary? The reason I bring this up, George Steinbrenner on this day in 85 fired Yogi Berra after only 16 games into the season in 85 and brought back Billy Martin for the fourth time. Have you seen the documentary on Yogi Berra?
Yogi, I've seen part of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Bill, it is worth watching it. It is absolutely fascinating how big he was and how good he was. And people made fun of him because it was always about his yogiisms, but how great of a player he is.
They didn't make up for years.
That's right. He didn't go back to Yankee Stadium because of that.
Apologize.
But maybe you can make the argument the greatest Yankee ever in terms of rings, longevity, manager, all the things.
More championships than any, more World Series.
And the great player said that he was the key.
Yeah.
Also on this day, I thought this was interesting, the same day, 86, 1 year later, Roger Clemens of the Red Sox becomes the first player to do what?
Throw a no-hitter for multiple teams?
Nope. Josh, you want to take a shot? Roger, you want to take a shot?
You told us yesterday.
Oh, I did. Sorry. First to strike out 20. It had never been done before. Nolan Ryan and Tom Seaver had done 19.
Here's the deal. Josh just said you told us yesterday. I don't even remember that.
I think on the text line I was doing that.
He took some steroids.
I believe
four guys do it. Clemens, Kerry Wood, Randy Johnson, Max Scherzer.
Yeah, so
Kerry Wood did it for the Cubs. I remember that.
Yeah, 20 strikeouts is a ton. The other thing is we brought this up last week. There have only been two people that have been banned in the NBA. One was last week, and the other was banned on this day in 2014.
Has it been that long?
Yep.
It's on this day.
Let's see, Bill. Let's go deep, Bill.
Give him a kick. Repeat it again. Repeat how you said the question.
I said, Bill, there have only been two people that have ever been banned for life in the NBA. One was last week.
One of the TV show coming out about
it. Because a gambler. And the other was on this day in 2014. It was very high profile. It became a national story. He's not a player.
Oh, yeah, the referee. What's his name?
No, not him. That's always the go-to.
No, that's not what I said.
Well, I thought that you said that.
No, I gave you the right answer.
He gave the right one. Well,
excuse me.
Did you see the way he just said?
No.
No. Well, listen.
Well, somebody also brought up
Justin Moore said the referee.
Which is a good guess, too.
Yeah.
It's a great guess.
Yeah. Tim Donaghy.
Yeah.
What? So think. National story.
I think
I'll give you the ownership.
I'll give you Magic Johnson.
Think of ownership. Ownership. Don't look at your.
Oh, well, now here we go.
Don't think.
Members of the legislature.
Ownership.
Criticizing my.
Magic Johnson.
David Sterling.
Donald Sterling. Yes.
Yeah. And there is a movie coming out about him.
Yes.
It's a TV show on FX.
Lawrence
Fishburne's going to play Doc Rivers, which is weird.
What was his girlfriend's name?
V. Stiviano.
That's it. Yes. Wow. The fact that you got that so quickly.
I remember
quickly
the girlfriend,
man. Wow.
Listen, I'm just looking at him right now. Those are the things.
Wait, she recorded him. She set him up.
She was wearing cataract glasses. Yeah. That was her deal. Wasn't she wearing a cataract?
So you remember she had that big visor thing that came down over her face. Those were really popular for about a minute.
He was 80 something, and she was probably.
He was wearing $800 jeans before we even knew they were $800 jeans.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, it was on this day in 2014, he was banned for life, and the Clippers. Yeah,
David, that ought to be a cautionary tale for you dating a younger woman.
So, Bill, when Roger starts spinning the records in here, we start moving.
Stop.
Yeah. On the cameras, like we used to do at Cajuns.
What we've asked about.
Some nights you don't remember Cajuns, but some days you do.
What night was that again?
I will come back and wrap things up with the one and only Bill Vickery. He's got to get back to work.
Everything around me, got to stop to feeling so low. And I decided quickly, yes, I did.
Justin!
To just go down and check out the show. Yeah, they were dancing and singing and moving to the grooving. And just when it hit me, somebody turned around and shouted, play that funky music, my boy.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville. Luxury Pool & Spa currently has fantastic rebates on Pool Life and Bakwasil pool chemicals. And the great thing, you can always bring in a pool or spa water sample, and the chemically trained professionals at Luxury Pool & Spa will ensure that your chemicals are at the correct levels. They also carry Serona Spa chemicals and frog systems, the exact same kind I use in my new spa. And yes, I'm glad Luxury Pool & Spa tested my water. Needless to say, I was using a little too much chlorine, but now that has been corrected. Luxury Pool & Spa carries Pentair pool equipment, newly added patio furniture by Fisco, PK grills, and plenty of pool toys. They're family owned since 1976. Owners and operators Shane, Jeremy, and Andrea Lawson take great pride in their craftsmanship and the quality pools they produce. They even built Head Hog Sam Pittman's pool in Hot Springs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday getaway with Luxury Pool & Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville.
Hey, Buzz listeners, have you heard the news? Natural State Wholesale has just expanded and doubled in size, making it the ultimate warehouse wonderland. You will walk through the warehouse and be amazed by the unbeatable prices around every turn. At the warehouse, you will find wholesale pricing on everything. Come on down and meet the flooring king, Don Grisham, and see for yourself what everyone is talking about. Visit the warehouse today, 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot off exit 61, or visit them online at naturalstatewholesale.com.
QC Kinetics provided amazing pain relief for a former professional baseball player, and you have access to the same life-changing treatments as retired pitcher Jose Alvarez.
I put a lot of stress and strain and work on my right arm, but my right elbow took most of the damage with three surgeries.
Arthritis developed, and the pain was unbearable.
It wasn't just pain when I was trying to play sports. It was any time I was moving the right elbow. It was pretty excruciating at times.
That's when Jose discovered QC Kinetics and their regenerative treatments that help the body heal itself, restoring damaged tissue and providing relief with no surgery or downtime. Jose's message to the medical professionals at QC Kinetics?
My elbow is feeling outstanding. Where were you 10 years ago, for crying out loud?
QC Kinetics is right here. Call for your complimentary consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 501-222-8440. That's 501-222-8440. 501-222-8440.
The king of Arkansas sports talk, Randy Rainwater, for Bet Saracen.
In Arkansas, 7 out of every $10 placed on a sporting bet app is with Bet Saracen, because Bet Saracen offers more ways to win and more ways to get paid, and faster. Find your winners on Bet Saracen and look for my double R prop bet specials. I pick them and you win them.
Bet Saracen is Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app.
Gambling problem? Call 800-522-4700.
Adding the price of ribeyes per pound, the potatoes, salad, drinks, then the charcoal.
What are you doing, Hope? And what's with the calculator?
Oh, hey, Courtney. Trying to add up the cost of throwing a cookout.
Why would you go through all of that when you could just go to the butcher shop instead?
Wait, what? Now, that's a great idea, because by the time I buy everything at the store, I could have just gone to the butcher shop instead and saved money.
Not to mention all that messy cleanup you won't have to do now. So for your next gathering, let the butcher shop steakhouse do all the cooking on their huge charcoal grill.
Fellas, there's a lot of people out there talking about testosterone, but you got to make sure you do your homework, man. You got to make sure you go to a provider that you can trust. I recommend Low T Center. It's where I got my levels checked 6 years ago, and we're going strong today. At Low T Center, they make it quick and easy. You walk in, you take a simple blood test, and you'll get your results back in about 25 minutes. If you've been feeling tired, grumpy, maybe you've noticed weight gain, loss of muscle mass, you may have low T levels. Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment online. That's lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Fun in the sun this summer with Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union and their fun loans. Fun loans are where family memories are made. Whether it's a new boat, travel trailer, RV, motorcycle, or an ATV. Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, providing family memories with fun loans for residents in Saline, Grant, Garland, Hot Spring, and Perry counties.
Hey everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on the Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Bozo?
No.
B-O-Z-O.
Sorry.
You've never heard of Bozo the Clown?
No.
How could you not know who Bozo the Clown is?
I don't know. I just don't.
How can you call yourself a clown and not know who Bozo is?
Hey, man, what are you hassling me for? This is just a gig. It's not my life. I don't know who Bozo is. What, is he a clown?
What, is he a clown? What, are you kidding me?
Well, what is he?
Yes, he's a clown.
All right, so what's the big deal? There's millions of clowns.
All right, just forget it.
Forget me? You should forget it. You're living in the past, man. You hung up on some clown from the 60s, man.
Very good, very good. All right, go fold your little balloon animals, Eric. Eric.
I wonder if Jerry Seinfeld turned 70 today. I wonder, I never did watch that, Bill. Bill Vickery joined us from the Sunday Digest Buzz, Sunday morning show.
Sunday
20 Buzz. Years in the making, that show.
20,
24. Been 25.
24, actually.
The 24. Are you a Seinfeld guy?
Love it.
I never
Love
watched it.
It.
I wonder if I would find it funny now.
Oh, my God.
I don't want you, don't, listen, it's, I don't want you coming in here and talking to me about it and then go, you don't get it. Yeah. Either you get it or you don't.
I like, because I like Curb Your Enthusiasm. I love that.
It's Curb Your Enthusiasm is fantastic. The only difference between, and Bill and Acri will tell you the same thing. The only thing, when you watch Happy Days, it's dated. Now, when we were kids, that was only 20 years removed from us being a kid. Yep. So, but it seems so far dated now. But you watch Seinfeld. It's been off 25 years. The only thing
dated?
You don't know, the only thing you don't see is everybody taking selfies with a cell phone. Every situation is still the same.
Like Andy Griffith.
Do you think,
very well
do you think I'd like it if I watched it?
Very well written. No. Very funny.
You know, if I may,
With all due respect,
go right ahead. Go right ahead.
I don't want you watching.
You need to back down over there. You need to back down.
I don't want you
rearing down.
I love you. I don't want you watching it because you will poo poo it, and then people are going to go, "Well, he has lost it."
Speaking of poo pooing, I looked at the Cowboys 8 picks for the draft. Did you see them?
Yeah.
Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Marshawn Nealon, Cooper Beebe, Maris Lefu.
Right. Exactly.
Kalen Carson, Ryan Flournoy. Nathan Thomas and Justin Rogers.
Let's meet the players from the East.
Gotta get rid of the first two.
DeMarcus Williams, University of Georgia.
Get rid of the first two.
C.J. Justin, yep. Wayne State University. Tiberius Smith King, Merrimack College.
Todd Royal, Smoochie Wallace, University of Miami.
Desquarius Green Jr., University of Notre Dame.
I wish we had more of those.
The Jeff for Probenkruck III, South Carolina State University.
Marshawn Nealon is close to that. We've got a couple.
Oh, Hingham McCringleberry was the best guy on that team. Remember him?
He was.
There were not a lot of marquee names in this draft, I didn't think.
I think one guy's name was Marquee.
Right.
You mean like good names?
Stars. Recognizable stars, high-profile stars. I don't think there are many. You got that.
You don't think Caleb Williams was?
No, I should say you got a few. You got a handful. Got five or eight, maybe.
I guess that... Can I ask about him real quickly?
Yeah.
Because I got to go. But
yeah.
Is he set up to fail? I mean, you look at Chicago has taken...
You just said Justin Fields. It looks like the same kind of type of player.
Same type of player.
Yeah.
But you've got to have...
Help.
It's a house of cards for these people in their careers. I mean, the quarterbacks that go later in the draft usually go to better teams, and they can usually. But I mean, he's going to be all the expectations on that kid, everything that's there, and if he doesn't meet them, by year two, his career could be over.
We got six quarterbacks, six quarterbacks in the first 12 picks, five in the first 10. So everybody's trying to find that guy.
And it's because of the economics of the league. If you can get the kid at San Francisco,
he's
a really good quarterback. But what he does is. His contract allows them to go sign a bunch of other players because he's playing on his rookie deal. Yeah. So if you hit on a rookie quarterback, you can then go sign a bunch of other guys and have about a 4-year window where you could really make a run with great athletes. But if you miss on him, then you get rid of him in 2 years and go to somebody else.
There's two sides of it, right? There is the, if you get Allen or Mahomes, your team will always basically be pretty good and you have a chance to win.
Right.
And it matters about how you draft and what you put around them. Or like Bill says, it's the flip. Yeah. It's the rookie model where you get the guy on the good contract and you're able to make something happen.
How about the video of the GM for the Falcons trying to explain to his owner
that was tough.
Crazy. They're showing that and he's going, what? And you have not talked at all with the owner about this?
It did. That seemed like a they could have hired Bill Belichick. I mean, that's sort of the whole point. With all due respect to Raheem Morris, they could have. And there would have been no explaining to the owner. It would have been done, and it would have been much different. But
is anything going to change for the Cowboys? I know we are all supporters of Cowboys, trying to see if they can do well because they're close and Jerry and all the things.
Go offensive line. I think that was a smart move.
They always
smart
do. They, they've got
go
the,
offensive.
I think the last 4 years they've drafted somebody in the first round has been an all pro.
You could make a good argument that because they've drafted offensive linemen and however many, really like 6 or 7 years in a row, they've always picked one or two good
guys. Yes.
That's what's kept them consistent in the league and winning, and making the playoffs. Now, your stars have to win playoff games because everybody's pretty good at that level, and that's where they fail. So.
Well, Bill, listen, we have covered a variety of topics.
Always.
I think we've hit like 30 or 40 topics with you today. In 1 hour, we've done that. Thank you so much.
Covered the landscape.
We thank, obviously, Sauce Bar and Oven and Butcher Shop for sponsoring you.
Was that sauced on Saturday?
Yes.
Butcher Shop on Friday.
Well,
it was out there on Friday.
Do we have any more sauce to give away?
I think we've got two. We've only given away two. We've got two more to go.
All right, we'll give one.
We got Razorback Graffiti coming up next with a chance to win concert tickets if you've got the best take. Got plenty of material. Bill, go have an amazing day.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
He's the one and only Bill Vickery. You can catch him every Sunday right here on The Buzz.
He's the master of his domain.
He's the master of his domain. 9 o'clock.
Roger Scott for Family Markets. Are you tired of the same old grocery store experience? Then it's time to switch things up and shop at the neighborhood Family Markets in Pangburn, Malvern, and Shannon Hills. Our stores offer a unique shopping experience where we know our customers by name and offer a wide selection of fresh, locally sourced meats and produce. And you can even grab you a hot cup of community coffee while you're there. On selected items, you can mix and match any five items.